Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Every night here till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Truth is our bitch and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't.
All you gotta do is ask them.
All you gotta do is ask them, exactly. Thank you, bud. And we're here every night and Saturday night, and we have our video cast at philhendryshow.com, and we have our podcasts every day, so if you miss the show, you just plug in the old iPod or whatever you plug in, however you plug it in, and whatever you use to plug it into, and you can catch the show that way. That's a beautiful thing. You can also get our classic Phil podcasts, which are free by way of iTunes. Those are free, and you can also visit our shop and check into our news feed, and you have exclusive access to comment on the stories that we put up there. Now, we do not edit or censor our comment section. And so there are a lot of different kinds of comments you're going to see. Lots of different kinds of people, a lot of different kinds of weird asses that are commenting there. And so I don't, you know, it was so out of control at one point that we finally decided, okay, you know, you're going to have to at least give us a username, because everybody was like making up names, and it was getting pretty radical. But we have this, like I said, if you're a subscriber, you can post any comment you want there. We do not censor at all, never have. We got close, but we haven't. That's just one of the many features at our website, philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. It's well worth it. In fact, we think it's the only subscription in the entire radio game, with the exception of maybe Bubba's, Howard's, you know, a couple of friends of ours, that's worth it. 877-876-7445. Very happy to bring on the line here Harvey Wireman. Retired attorney at law, Harvey has had a long and distinguished career. Actually went to law school by way of the United States Marines way back when. Harvey then worked with the ACLU, was a defense attorney, a criminal attorney, I should say, for some time. Has worked pro bono for a lot of different causes and joins us from his home in San Marino, California. Harvey, good evening. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
And tonight we're going to talk about Anthony Weiner. What do you think of that?
Well, I think it's a disgrace. I think he has disgraced himself, and I think he's disgraced the office. And it's unheard of. It's uncalled for. And I don't think, and I wouldn't make the claim, Phil, that when I was a young man, we didn't have people that were this bereft of morality. I would never say that. But what I would say is I think they had a little more sense, you know, and maybe that's because you and I have, discussed that the press protected a lot.
The press covered a lot of stuff up back then, didn't they?
They did. They protected a lot of these people, but it's a different ballgame now. And if you're going to be a congressman, you have to understand the rules of the road and act appropriately. And obviously he didn't. Now, I know you wanted to talk to me tonight because I have some viewpoints on whether or not this man is should be run out of office.
Well, the questions, I think, are these. The questions are, is this man, Anthony Weiner, has he lost all ability to do his job, which is to represent the people of his congressional district, given the fact it's possible he still could be accused of a crime, correct?
Yes, he still could be accused of a crime.
All right, so that's one aspect of this. Number two, will he be accused of a crime? And if so, what crimes? And number three, does he quit or doesn't he? You know, and everybody's talking about he ought to quit. I don't think I've heard anybody say that he shouldn't, except until I heard you, Harvey, and you don't think he should.
I don't think he should, because I think there's a couple of things that haven't been taken into consideration. Number one, you know, he's a man who is a congressman. He is not a man who is doing a job that, however important, is not a job that is not a job that's vital. I believe that a man like Anthony Weiner should get what we call in golf a mulligan, if you want to call it
a mulligan, huh?
Yeah,
that's when you get another shot.
I think he gets another shot, and I'll tell you why, because He should have a one-time exemption from prosecution, and we there's a good chance he could get prosecuted for the Twitter.
Yeah, so that was the.
All right, he tweeted these pictures to an underage girl.
And, right, and that's serious.
Well, let's slow down, okay?
It's not serious that a 17-year-old underage girl might have gotten these pictures?
We don't know that a 17-year-old girl did. What we understand is that there was a 17-year-old girl that he had a conversation with. Now,
all right, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
If he was found out that it was a 17-year-old girl that got these pictures, does he get prosecuted?
No, I don't think so.
Why?
Because, as I said, it is a very high-profile learning experience, and he can become the face of this kind of problem. Anthony Weiner could be there to espouse what happens when you, you know, take a picture of yourself in that state, and you send it to a girl that's 15 years old. You can get yourself into some very, very serious problems very quickly, and... So, no, I don't think he should resign. And that's not my only reason.
Okay.
The other reason I have for him not resigning is that he's I speak as a Jew, we don't have a lot of Jews in Congress. And I'm not saying it's because of bigotry. I'm not saying it's because, we just don't have a lot of Jews. And if he resigns, now we lose a Jew. And,
well, what does that mean? What is that? Is that the same as an African American?
Well, it's yes, I think it is, because if you want to paint things in terms of ethnicity and that special interest, Anthony Weiner is not just a Democrat; he's a Jew, and I'm a Jew, and I would take note. You know, I'm a lawyer, and everyone thinks every lawyer's a Jew. Well, that isn't the case. So we don't need to have more Harvey Weirmans. We probably could use a few more Phil Hendrys in the law profession, but not so in politics. So that is important to me. But mostly, I don't think he should resign because he's got a lot of work to do for Obama. And Obama needs all the swinging you-know-what he can get. So...
All right, well, let's take a look at what you just said, if you don't mind.
No, not at all.
All right, Harvey Weirman is our guest. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. You just said that Weiner shouldn't resign because, number one, there's an opportunity for him to become the poster boy for this kind of problem, so that as long as he is in Congress, we are reminded of the responsibilities and the duties and the pitfalls of that kind of responsibility. Number two, he should not be prosecuted for a crime because he is one of the few Jews serving in Congress, and there'd be one less Jew.
That's correct, yes.
And the third one's the one I think I got the most problem with. Obama needs him.
Why do you say you got a problem with that?
Well,
regardless of whether you... I thought you liked Obama.
I like any president trying to do a good job, but here's the thing. You keep this guy in office because he is a help to Obama. Now you got people screaming politics.
That's not politics. What do you mean screaming politics? He is this man not one of the pivotal players for the Democrats in the House of Representatives?
Yes.
Then why would you want to get rid of him?
And if I'm a Republican, I'd want to get rid of him.
And you're telling me that I'm playing politics. See, you know...
No. You're missing my point. I'm saying that this should not have anything to do with politics. If he broke the law, it shouldn't have anything to do with politics. If he sent these images, whether or not it was against the law, it shouldn't have anything to do with politics. If he offended... You see what I'm saying?
I'm speaking to you as a practical individual. And I'm telling you right now... just speaking to you as a supporter, as just an objective observer, if you lose this guy Weiner, then what the Republicans will do to the Obama administration and agenda, they'll carve it and slice it and they'll cut it to pieces. They'll cut it to ribbons. You got to have guys like this. So,
and you're saying that as an objective person who's not necessarily an Obama fan?
That's exactly right. I'm looking at a practical solution to the problem. if you keep him in there, Obama's got a fighting chance, along with all the other Democrats. But if you take him out, you won't recognize the Obama. History will not be able to recognize the Obama administration. It'll be carved up so bad.
We're talking with Harvey Wireman. The number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Harvey, it's interesting talking with you.
Which means what? It means that I gotta. You think I'm an idiot, don't you?
No, not at all.
Because I was listening to some of the comments off air. I'm not on here as a Democrat, you understand?
No, but that's what I'm having a hard time with. You're not a Democrat or Republican, but you don't want to get rid of this guy Weiner because it'll hurt Obama if you do.
It hurts Obama. It's a cheap way of getting at Obama. If you're a Republican, let me just ask you a question. If you're a Republican and you want to get at Obama, but you know you got a guy named Anthony Weiner standing in the way, and suddenly out of heaven falls this gift from heaven, and it happens to be these pictures that this stupid ass sent. Okay. You are gonna, you can't, you know full well that you gotta, you do that. What I'm trying to say is,
What are you trying to say here?
I'm trying to say that Republicans know that there's a guy somewhere in their ranks that does the same thing. So you got to take it and run with it. And I'm just saying that the Democrats can't afford that, because the Republicans are going to try to get this guy to resign regardless.
The Republicans are going to try to get Weiner to resign, and they'll claim it's a moral thing.
Yes, but what they really want to do is they want to cut Obama to pieces. They don't give a. I don't think there's a Republican out there that cares whether a 15-year-old got it or a 3-year-old. I think what they want is to get Weiner and to throw him under the wheels of a passing train. Forget about a bus. Forget about throwing him under the wheels of a bus. That's for kids. That's kid stuff. That's chump change. That's punk stuff. I mean, they want to take Weiner and throw him under the wheels of a passing freight train. Right under that metal wheel. Have you ever seen the way...
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. 877-876-PHIL. Harvey Wireman with us, an attorney at law who's talking about Anthony Weiner. Should he resign? No. Anthony Weiner should stay in office, according to Mr. Wireman, because he would be a great poster boy for this kind of a problem, because the job he does is far too important, because it's a great learning experience. And, oh, yeah, he's Jewish. They don't have a lot of Jews in Congress, and I'm quoting Mr. Wireman, and Obama needs him. Now, none of that addresses the issue at hand, which is the very aberrant behavior of this man, borderline criminal behavior of this man, his own party wanting him out. So is there any reason to keep him in? And we're going to continue our discussion with Harvey Wireman, and you're welcome to join in, folks, at 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Oh, before I forget, I want to tell you all about one of our great sponsors, and I always like talking about these great guys over there at Life Change Tea, because they help extend the healthy life of your loved ones or yourself by simply taking a beautiful glass of tea or two a day, Life Change Tea, that is, an all-natural, all-organic blend specially formulated to detoxify. That's what the ball game's all about, you know? It doesn't matter what age. All of this garbage we got, you know, it collects. And this and it's not the obvious thing you're thinking of either, bud. It cleanses your not only your colon, but your blood, your liver, your kidneys. detoxifies and cleanses all of that. And this is particularly good and effective if you want to lose weight, believe it or not. If you want to lose weight, you'll benefit from this great-tasting, non-caffeinated tea. It's called Life Change Tea. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee on all Life Change Tea. No gimmicks, just results. A happier you. So here's what I want you to do. Go to their website, getthetea.com, G-E-T-T-H-E-T-E-A.com, or you can call this number, 928-308-0408, 928-308-0408. Getthetea.com, one of our great sponsors, Life Change Tea, and please tell them that when you visit them, Phil Hendry sent you from the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. All right, Harvey Wireman on the line with us from San Marino, California, as we continue our discussion here of Anthony Weiner. The most serious issue, in my opinion, Harvey, and we'll take your phone calls too, folks, at 877-876-PHIL. The most serious issue to my manner of thinking, even if it's not yet been stated or claimed or proven, but there's a possibility some of these pictures found their way to underage women.
Well, I don't see that as a problem.
And you don't see that as a problem?
No, I do not. I don't see it as a problem at all. I see that there are some people that will try to make it a problem. And I see that there are some people who will try and turn it into coin a phrase, a federal case, you know. But this is a United States congressman. And there is an office that this man holds. And
no, hold on for a minute. I'm talking about...
I'm listening to what I'm trying to answer your question now.
No, I don't think you are. If Anthony Weiner sent pictures to underage... We already know he had a conversation with a 17-year-old... We already know that the guy stood in front of a press conference and was asked the question, did any of these pictures go to young women? And he couldn't answer. He said he didn't know.
He answered the question. He said that they didn't.
No, he did not. He said that he didn't. Maybe some did.
Well, my position is this, if you'll let me finish.
Go ahead.
My position is this, that Anthony Weiner may have sent these photos, graphic though they may be, to an underage woman. But I would ask you a question. If you have a daughter, and I want people to be objective, I'm an attorney, and I've worked as an attorney ever since I was a very young man in the Marine Corps. I will tell you that I've got a daughter, and I have a son, and if she were 12 or 13, and she got a picture of this guy's package, I guess is how you say it, in the mail or however they deliver these things. There are worse things in this world.
And well, that sounds so partisan.
No, hold on for just a minute. Hold on.
That sounds so there are worse things in this world. Even the Democrats themselves, Harvey.
Hold on for just a minute, if you don't mind. I understand that the Democratic Party wants him out. But they're not thinking with their head. They're thinking, all they're doing is reading the poll, the Gallup polls and everything. People... If you sell the, you've got to explain these things to the American people. You say to the American people, look at the good work this man has done. Look at the years of service that he's put in. Look at the way he has served his constituents. Look at the way that he has fought and fought. And even if you didn't agree with him, even if you didn't agree with what he did, even if you don't agree with any of that, you have to admire the work that he put in. And are you going to take all of that and throw it out because your 12-year-old daughter opened up a Twitter account that maybe you didn't even want her to have, but she opened it up anyway and broke the rule that you gave her? She opens it up and there is this guy's, you know, from the waist down. Are you going to throw out
everything? Yes, I am.
Are you going to throw out, let me finish, are you going to throw out everything, you're going to throw out a man's life's work, is that what you're going to do?
Yes. And this whole idea that the woman, that the little girl, I should say, opened up a Twitter account even though I told her not to, what is that about?
If you're a father or a mother and you tell your daughter you do not go on this Twitter, I don't want you on it, I don't like the creeps that are on it, I don't know what's on it, and she does anyway, and Weiner sends her a tweet and there's a picture of it. Whose fault is that? Is that his? It's not his. It's hers. These are things that people are not taking into consideration.
I don't understand that. I don't see that at all.
Well, if you don't see that, anybody listening understands I didn't force. My daughter opens up a Twitter account, and then Anthony Weiner wants to send her a picture of it. She shouldn't have opened up the Twitter account, is the point. Now,
all right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL. So Anthony Weiner, even if this picture found its way into the Twitter account of an underage girl, according to Mr. Wireman, he should not be forced to resign. What do you think? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
On the line with me, Harvey Wireman, and we're talking with Harvey's an attorney at law. We're talking about Anthony Weiner and what's the worst possible thing that could happen, and again, the possibility that these pictures or any of them found their way into the Twitter account of an underage woman. Now, we don't have any evidence of that.
Yes, and if I could interrupt, Phil, I wish you would make that point.
I'm making the point now.
But you have not made that point in this hour, and I think people are having the impression that this man sent pictures, these pictures of himself to women, to children.
All I know is what he said, okay?
I know what he said.
Well, he said that maybe. He didn't say no. He didn't know.
Well, how are you supposed, we are missing the point here. This is a United States congressman. You are talking about if your daughter got a picture of his... Are you telling me you want this guy fired? I'm going to ask you a question, okay?
Yes, I'd want him fired. I'd want him arrested.
I'm going to ask you a question, and you may think this is stupid. What if Abraham Lincoln sent
a... Oh, come on, Harvey.
No. If Abraham Lincoln, you're telling me that has no... That has no...
That's a ridiculous hypothetical that, you know, you got to... If you got to reach for an extreme like that...
That's not an extreme. I'm saying that in some instances... It's no longer a crime. You should be flattered that your daughter...
I'm going to be flattered that my daughter got a picture like that? You got to be crazy.
Well, then I go back to the question about Abraham Lincoln. Do you want Abraham Lincoln fired from the job that he had as President of the United States, who saved this country, if he sent a picture of it to your kid?
You're not even talking about the Abraham Lincoln that I know from history.
No, you got an idea that Abraham Lincoln was some kind of an altar boy. Didn't you tell me that Lincoln liked women?
You know what? Yes, he liked women. Yes, he liked women. And he was very familiar with women before he got married. As President of the United States, he was a faithful husband.
Well, I don't know that that's the case.
And for you to bring him up in this context, I think, really cheapens the... there's no point. 877-876-PHIL is the number. Let's go to Catherine in Tucson. Go ahead, Catherine. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Good morning.
In my opinion, this
man would defend a rapist because a woman happened to walk past him wearing a miniskirt, and he couldn't possibly restrain himself. Because a woman wore a miniskirt.
No, ma'am. No, that's not true. That's not true. I'm not talking about rape now. But what if Abraham Lincoln had you pinned on a car?
I'm not talking about rape. I'm saying you would defend the rapist because you are defending this no good Nick and against this type of thing. Just because he was elected doesn't means absolutely nothing. He was elected to represent the people. He's distracting the people from the job that has to be done in this country at large. The man needs to go. Pure and simple. Republicans can get away with this. Democrats should not be able to.
He wouldn't answer my question. I ask you, if Abraham Lincoln pinned you down in an alley one night...
Wait a second! We're not going to be talking about that.
You're crazier than Anthony Weiner. I got to hang up.
Well, fine, you can hang up, but the question still stands. If that woman was walking down the street one night, Phil, and Lincoln jumped out from an alley and dragged her in against a garbage can...
Why in the hell would you talk like that?
Because we have to begin to discuss the. If you want Anthony Weiner out of his job, okay. All right, fine. I'll be the first guy to go to his office. I'll be the first guy to grab him by his lapels, and I won't show him the door. I'll open a window, and I'll say, Weiner, you see that? That's about three floors down. You see your car, don't you? And he'll say, yeah, I parked it near the front door because I knew I had to move some boxes today. I said, well, guess what? You don't have to worry about moving boxes. You don't have to worry about anything anymore. I'm going to send you into your car right now. And I would lift him with what strength God still gives me. And
I understand. So you'd be the first guy to get rid of him.
Yes. Yes.
But it just so happens that we've got a problem now, you say. And the problem is Abraham Lincoln.
No, it's not Abraham Lincoln.
Well, your point is, I know what your point is. Your point is, how can we fire a man from a job like United States Congressman when we could very well be firing from the job someone who is brilliant, someone who's going to help the country, someone who's this and that?
That's exactly correct. And on top of that, even more to the point, I think any member of Congress, because of the job they have, which is essentially so pressure-packed that the fate of the free world rests on their shoulders.
All right, Harvey, I mean, you're giving a speech now.
Will you allow me? Mr. Henry, you invited me on your program.
But you're giving a speech now, and I don't think you're addressing the problem.
I'm addressing the problem very, very well. You don't want to hear the answer. And Mr. Henry, I'll tell you something else. I took time away from my dinner tonight so I could sit here and talk with you about this problem that you are... Hold on for a minute, will you?
What is that?
I'm making some soup. You got a problem with that? I took time away from my dinner tonight. I had nothing to eat. I had nothing to eat. I'm 81 years of age, and I had nothing to eat tonight.
I'm sorry.
And I took time out of my night, and usually I'm in bed. My daughter's here, and my son-in-law and my grandkids are here. Okay? And I've given up my bedroom to the grandkids. I got to sleep on a sofa tonight. So you'll pardon me if I'm a little bit... It needs a little more time. You'll pardon me if I'm a little bit more, Hold on for a minute. Would you please heat that up somehow? Because if this microwave doesn't work... Yeah, that's fine. I'm in the kitchen right now, Phil. So here's what I'm saying.
All right, I understand what you're saying, that you took time out and you are entitled to be heard. I'm offended that you would talk about Abraham Lincoln.
Then I'm offended you're talking about Anthony Weiner.
Abraham Lincoln didn't send a picture of his genitals to anybody. Not that we know of. History has never recorded such an event. History has never recorded any kind of an event, any kind of an action by Abraham Lincoln that would compromise his morality, integrity, or the office of the president. There was never any hint of that with Abraham Lincoln. Not to say that there wasn't with other presidents. And I'm not talking about guys like Kennedy. Going back further, Harding, you know.
Oh, Harding. Harding was an animal. Harding was a walking, crawling animal. He had him going out the front door and...
All right, fine. I don't know and I don't care. But if we're talking about Anthony Weiner, that's who we're talking about. And to say that the President of the United, to bring Abraham Lincoln, that's kind of almost like the Hitler... What are you doing, man?
I'm going to heat up this soup. It's ice cold. Ice cold. Let me have... Hold on. Give it to me. Boy, that's lousy Lipton soup. All right, you were saying?
Do you need to heat anything else up?
Wouldn't you like to know?
All right, what I'm saying is the following thing.
Do I need to heat anything? He asked me if I need to heat anything else up.
Who's in there anyway?
I got the guy, the butler. Eddie. You wish you had a butler named Eddie. Watch this. Hey, Eddie. Give me some scotch. How about that, huh?
Harvey, I know you've got money.
Better believe it. And you know how I made my money, by the way? I made my money not as a crook, not as a shyster. I made my money honestly. I took a third took a third of all the settlements in the civil. I had very wealthy clients. I did a lot of pro bono work. Scotch, yeah. Give me bourbon.
Oh, he ain't that good.
So the point that I'm making with you, and I don't know if you even have any listeners left.
We probably don't, man, between you, heating your soup and this guy getting you bourbon or scotch or whatever. Oh, come on, will you?
It's cold. I'm making some coffee. Screw the soup. I don't want that.
Coffee's going to keep you awake.
Oh, is that right? What are you, my daughter all of a sudden? I want coffee. So I went to the library, and I looked up this guy, Anthony Weiner, okay? He's a smart guy. He's a guy that Obama needs. And he went ahead and he tweeted a picture of it to women. Now, if he tweeted it to these kids like you think he did, like you try to get everybody to believe that he did, which I think is really wrong of you, Mr. Henry, because...
Oh, man, if you use that microwave one more time...
You know what? I'm sorry, but I like it real hot. No, way hotter than that, okay? No, way hotter. I want it so hot, it'll burn the flesh right off my tongue. Come on. Come on, do it, do it, do it. I just don't, these microwaves don't do it for me, man. I like a real medicine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Heat it up. Heat it up. There you go. Now, one of the things that I do, Phil, I don't know if I told you this or not. I quit smoking, as you know, about 2 years ago. I smoked cigars up until 2 years ago.
I didn't know that.
And I quit by using aversion therapy on myself. I didn't go to a doctor. I didn't go to any smoke enders. I didn't do any of that stuff. And I use aversion therapy. And one of the things... Here, hold on for just a second. Get it a little hotter, will you? There you go. Yeah. One of the things I do is I take a boiling hot liquid, like I've got right now.
Yeah?
And I'm going to open up my underwear.
Harvey, wait a minute.
Yeah, hold on, hold on. And pour it in.
What did you just do?
Hold on, me.
Who's that?
That's a George.
George, where's Harvey? What did you just do?
What do you mean, what did I just do? I just poured a cup.
Now, that's going to be another 2 years with no cigars.
That's how you quit smoking cigars, huh?
That's it. I still got that phlegm in my throat, though. So, and what I would suggest, if you want to break Wiener of sending pictures of it to 15, there you go right here.
Yeah, uh-huh. All right, well, Harvey, thanks.
Say it again?
Thank you.
What's that?
Thanks a lot, okay?
What are you yelling for? Yeah, yeah, real hot, good and hot.
Thank you very much.
Oh, don't you want to stick around and hear this?
No, I don't. Thank you very much. What a sick animal.
Yeah, but I think I have some good ideas about Wiener.
Oh, is that right? Well, maybe one day when we got a straitjacket around him, we can bring him in here and he can talk about him.
What is he doing? A hot thing pouring on his thing?
That's what it sounded like to me. All right, so anyway, thanks very much. And if I can just summarize, it sounds to me like Harvey's saying... You know, Anthony Weiner is, it's possible this guy could be a great American, and we don't have enough Jews in Congress as it is, so let's let him off with a light, a slap on the wrist.
Either that or pour a hot liquid down in the shorts.
Either that. 877-876-7445. World famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Here's something else you can't fight alone.
Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and I got Harvey Weierman over on line number two. I guess he's over. Yeah, there he is. Harvey, I know that you have the family over, and I understand that you're a little inconvenienced.
I'm all right, but what I resent was the end of May. You baited me into being on this program tonight.
Well, it sounds to me like you're getting ready to take a bath.
Don't worry about what I'm doing. Do you mind? Don't worry about what I'm doing.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You baited me into being on your program tonight to come up with answers and solutions to the Anthony Weiner situation. When I put some more water in there, George. I got George, who George has been with me since. Geez, George, how long you been here?
Well, since you moved from my old house.
Yeah, when we moved to the old house, I'm in San Marino now. We used to be out in Pasadena. Put some more water in there.
I don't think.
Put more water in there. You want me to take a bath in 2 inches of water?
I don't think I'm going to drown.
I'm not going to drown in 2 inches. Hold on for a minute, Phil.
Wait, you know, we don't have a lot of time.
Hold on. How am I going to drown in 2 inches of water? Put some more water in there, will you, please? Come on. Yeah. All the way to the top.
I'm not bugging. What's the drown?
I'm not going to drown in 2 inches. Are you ready for this, guy? I'm going to drown in 2 inches of water. Now, what I was saying is, what do you think? We got a drought on? Come on. I'm a rich man. So anyway, Phil, I heard what you said when you went into the break.
What?
You said I belonged in a straitjacket, didn't you?
I said that some of the things you were saying, yes.
What was I saying? I said, what if Abraham Lincoln sent a picture of his thing to a 12-year-old?
Right, and that's, to me, that's just bizarre.
Let me, George, come here for a minute. I'm going to talk to George. This is a man, George Gonzalez, has been with me for a long time. He's been a butler. He's been on my domestic staff. George, come here. How long you worked for me?
Since 1971.
Since 1971, Phil. 40 years. How old were you when you started with me?
15
years old.
15?
Yeah, 15. Oh, I get it. So he was my boy?
I'm not saying anything of the sort, man. I don't.
Let me get into this stuff. All right, now, George, have you ever worked for anybody else? Off and on, you worked for me. You worked for somebody else, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Who did you work for?
I worked for Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, look at that. Right there. See that?
He worked for Sheen, huh?
You better believe he worked for Sheen. And what did Sheen used to do, okay, to get women?
Mr. Sheen would have,
Hold on for a minute. God, I got to go to the bathroom. Hold on. Oh, I'm in the tub. I might as well just...
No, you don't!
Right? You know what the definition of stupid is, don't you? Getting out of the shower when you got to take a leak. Now...
You know what, Harvey? Are you doing stand-up now?
No, I am not.
Then can we get to the point?
Oh, well, okay, sir. So what did Sheen do to attract women? Now, this is George. Come on, George. What did Sheen do? Is that the baby... Is that the shampoo that doesn't hurt my eyes, right?
No, it's not touch.
Okay. What did Sheen do to attract women?
Mr. Sheen would, just like you, Mr. Wireman, he would have them heat in a microwave oven. Bacon fat.
Bacon fat, Phil. Now, you think I belong in a straitjacket. Will you hear this story? Go ahead.
They'll heat up the bacon fat.
Right. And then what would Mr. Sheen do with the bacon fat?
He'd just sit down into it.
He'd sit right down into it.
He'd sit down into boiling hot bacon fat?
That's right.
Yeah. The reason why he said is women are attracted to pork. They smell of pork?
Yeah. Sheen figured in his twisted and warped mind that you could attract a woman if your genitals smelled like pork. Are you ready for that?
Wow.
Yeah. So he'd have George, although it did work, didn't it?
Yes, it did work.
So I don't know what I'm...
Well, now, wait just a minute.
Well, you can't deny that it works.
I don't know whether that did it or not.
I don't know why I brought the story up, because I was going to make fun of him, and now I realize that guy's kid's work. Talk about a rental car. So go ahead, George.
Anyway, he helped me to heat it up, and he'd sit in the bacon fat.
Did it hurt?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Did it hurt or didn't it hurt? It must have hurt. It's boiling bacon fat.
I don't know. He looked like he was smiling and everything.
What do you mean smiling? What do you mean smiling?
What, is he serious?
Hold on for a minute. George, every night I have you pour hot soup down my shorts so I won't smoke a cigar. And you're telling me that Charlie Sheen sat in hot bacon fat and smiled? God will not permit this to happen. I'm going to be allowed to fulfill my destiny. Heat up some more of that soup.
Please, senor, don't make me do it. Please don't make me do that.
I said to heat up more soup, yeah.
Wait a minute. What, are you going to prove something to yourself?
That's right. No way does Sheen sit in hot bacon fat. Ah, yeah, that's it. Is it hot? Yeah, there you go. All right, I'm going to sit in this.
Come on, you'll have to smile just like Charlie Sheen. Laugh, too. That's not good enough. A better laugh. No, you suck.
Are you telling me because you got an ego trip going about Charlie Sheen, you just sat down in more hot soup?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. You're lying to me, George.
No, you asked me a question.
You've got to be lying. There's no way Sheen sits in hot bacon fat and lives to talk. And lives to talk? Oh, that hurts.
Yeah, you know what I said about you needing a straitjacket?
Uh-huh.
You need a straitjacket, man.
It hurt really bad.
Yeah, I bet it. Your voice has changed, Harvey.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, it has, man.
Okay.
I better put him to bed.
Yeah, I think so. World famous Phil Hendry Show will be back next hour with our news and comment hour. Charlie Sheen sat in hot bacon fat because he heard chicks were attracted to the smell of pork. And it worked. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.